Hey, Joe Bartnick, it's Frazier Smith, and the NFL season isn't over yet, my friend.
Well, it is for my Steelers, but but not for your Detroit Lions.
No, not this year.
No, it's happy Thanksgiving, buddy, for that one.
Well, you're right. I hope you had a good turkey day. And, it is a season of excitement, and especially for playing fantasy football in FanDuel.com's league. Because, you know, FanDuel.com, you don't have to play every week. You can switch your team whenever you want.
It changed everything. You don't have to, like, because in the old days, everyone except for four guys were done by now.
Yeah.
But everyone starts again every week.
That's the good news. And you can pick a new team every week. And you got to put your fantasy football skills to the test, okay? Because you can win real money. You can win real money. Chris Prince from Detroit, he's an avid fantasy football player, and he's just won over $656,000 playing fantasy sports at FanDuel.com, Joe.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Can you believe it? And hundreds of thousands of other users have already won big money, too.
I just think it's great that you can play a different team every week.
That's the cool part.
Because, I mean, I know as a Steeler fan, I wish I could trade my whole team in. Except for Big Ben.
Yeah, except for Ben. He's done well this year. Yeah. But, you know, the money is real at FanDuel. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment. No upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want to play. You don't have to play every week. And you can set a new lineup each week and win every week if you're good enough.
Yeah, and if you go to the FanDuel site and there's a microphone, click the microphone and put in Puck, P-U-C-K, and they will match your money up to $200.
That's right. Only the new user specials ending soon. FanDuel will match your first deposit dollar up to $200. That's $200 free. Offers only good for the first 50 people that use our code Puck. So don't forget to use our code Puck. It's FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season, Joe. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. All right, you puckheads, it's time for Puck Off. And there's my buddy Joe Bartnick.
Hey, Fraze, what's going on, man?
Man, everything's cool. I heard you had a big show last night.
Yeah, big at the Ice House. It was great. Yeah, Billy Burr, everyone came out. It was a fun show. And, you know, things are big things happening last night. This is a Wednesday. So last night was the night that Jaromir Jagr took one.
I saw that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
did. The whole world saw that one.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
Before I give my dissertation, what does the captain think of that?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't see the incident. I told you I did, but I really didn't. What I saw was I turned on the sports just as he was face down on the ice, and I heard them say, Jagr's out.
Okay.
So I didn't see what happened.
Okay. Well, it was I'll paint the whole picture. First shift of the game, Bertuzzo, big kid, rough and tumble. He hit Jagr really good in the neutral zone.
Right.
So it's not cool. Hey, someone's sticking up the – and, you know – and I'm going to put it on Facebook, on our Facebook page. Jagr returned to my tree. Jagr is on top of my Christmas tree.
Right.
And people who follow me on Twitter know, I said, please give Jagr the respect he's due and the second greatest penguin. Everyone knows, no one loves Jaromir Jagr more than me. I love him. So, but then, you know, next time down, he hits Jagr a little bit more. And you know what? It's the way the NHL is. You take out the best players, not in a cheap way, but you work on the best. Look, they do the sit all the time.
Sure.
So then, you know, one of those high stick pucks, you know, when you high stick on the puck, no one's allowed to touch it. So Jagr goes and he tries to chip Bertuzzo.
Ah.
So then one of the goons, or a mediocre goon from New Jersey, Tutu, goes, come on, Bertuzzo, we're going to fight. Now, you know the Penguin situation. Letang is hurt. They need all the defensemen they can get. You're not going to fight a guy for no reason.
Right.
So then, kind of got Bertuzzo's ire up. So then coming around behind the net, the old adage, Jagr had his head down.
Oh, that's always a...
And Bertuzzo hit him. And 99% of it was clean. I don't know if he hit him so hard that then he did kind of bang his head, or he hit his head when he hit the ice or whatever. But the hit was completely clean. And it was in 5 years ago, you would have never even seen it on a highlight reel, except maybe because it was Jagr.
Right.
Okay. Now, the NHL has changed, and they're trying to take that, hey, the guy wasn't looking hit out of the league, and it was Jaromir Jagr. So he'll probably get a game or two on the fact that it wasn't 2-2 he hit, it was Jagr. And but you know what? The Penguins have been prey forever, and it was kind of nice to see one of our big young defensemen actually take a star player. Nowhere near did I want to see him get hurt or even knocked out of the game, but just hit. Jagr was slow in the neutral zone after he hit him the first time.
Let me tell you something. If you have your head down, you're asking for it. And someone like Jagr knows better.
Hey, he does. I flew to Toronto to watch Jagr. I've never seen Jagr on the ground. And Jagr played in the real days.
Well, he's fantastic.
When Stevens would hit Scott Steve, everybody would hit people.
He's a fantastic player, and you know he knows better than to keep his head down.
Yeah.
It's maybe you're getting a little older. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, people don't hit like that anymore. I mean, it was a total Scott Stevens, Darius Kasparaitis. Guy had his head down.
As long as it was a clean hit.
It was one of those things where not dirty, but was it, you know, on the line? Like, could he have not hit him? Well, of course, he didn't have to hit him. But you know what? You're playing you're out there on your skates. You're going to get hit. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those things where he didn't have to hit him. You know what? He's the best player on the Devils. And you know what? I mean, you don't think someone's going to hit? Like, you're going to hit the best player on any team.
You know, I got leveled in kid hockey because I had my head down. And you know what? It's just part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and you're mad at yourself more than anything.
I just have two more points to make. One is I'm very happy that the Penguin fans gave him a standing O when he finally got off the ice.
That's cool.
Like, you know, thank God. Because I literally Twittered right at the game time. I'm like, Jagr is in Pittsburgh. Please show the man the respect.
That is respect.
You know, that was completely. And the other thing that I really do believe is DeBoer is on the, you know, his ass is on the line for this. The Devils are not doing well.
No.
So he made the statement, you know, hey, it would be World War IV if we hit Crosby like that. And you know what? He's right. Not by the league, but by the Penguins.
Yeah.
The league, I mean, they've taken out Crosby before. Steckel did it, and the league didn't say a thing. But it says more about the Devils that it wasn't World War IV than it does anything else. And that's what's wrong with the Devils. A bunch of old guys, hired guns, picking up a paycheck, and no one came to Jagr's defense.
Well,
you know
that,
what I mean?
No, that's
you know what I mean?
Wrong.
It says more. Yeah. It says more about the Devils than it does about the Penguins. And that's all we will say. And no, I did not throw Robert Bertuzzo into the Goon of the Week fest.
Because you felt it was a clean hit.
Yeah, I mean, we've put clean hits in before. But I think it was such a big topic that I think it deserved its own, you know, it's still fresh in everyone. It's still fresh in the whole hockey world's mind because it really is like taking someone off Mount Rushmore. I mean, it's Jagr.
Yeah.
As much as I love Jagr, everyone loves Jagr. Look, there's 10 guys in Vancouver to tour around all dressed up like him. You know, it's.
Well, you know, and you know what would happen in the latter days of Gretzky's career. If someone took a run at him, the entire team would go after that guy.
Yeah.
You know. And that's just what happened. You know, every once in a while, those big names do get run at.
Well, I remember when Lemieux got run at, and literally half the team got it was before the mandatory 10-game suspension, but he got hit, and, like, everybody came over the bench, like, slap shot.
Yeah.
No, I remember. I mean, I forget who they played, but I remember everybody came over the bench, like, everybody. So, you know, I don't want to see. I'm put it this way. I'm happy the Penguins got a guy that's going to stand up, hit the best player in each team, make life hell for them. I'm glad we finally got a guy to, like, you know, kind of like Chara. You know, I mean, that's what Chara does. Chara used to own Jagr. Jagr hates Chara. I mean, for the same reason, big 6'5" guy doesn't let him skate around. So I'm not, you know.
All right, but yeah, you know, the guys. You take a look at a guy like Gordie Howe, and Mr. Hockey's had the stroke, and he's had. They did say he didn't have the second stroke.
Thank God.
He's pretty sick. But here was a guy who was your top player in the league. No one dared to run at him,
right?
Because if you did, you were in trouble.
Right. It's different.
Yeah, but he'd take care of his own business.
Right. Well, Wayne started the whole, you know, they gonna stick up for Wayne. I mean, it started the whole.
Gordy didn't need anybody to stick up for him.
No.
He was a top scorer in the league. And if you messed with him, he'd knock you out.
That is why he's Mr. Hockey.
Yep. That is why.
I mean, that's why he's Mr. Hockey.
That's right.
It's a shame it happened to my favorite player.
Now, is he okay?
What's
going on? Is he okay or what's going on?
I think he's hurt. I don't think he's super, super hurt, but I think he's hurt.
He'll miss a few games.
I think so. I'm claiming ignorance, so I don't know what, but I think he's a little banged up.
Now, speaking of New Jersey, there are a couple of other bits of news. Scotty Gomez is back,
and Scotty looked pretty good last night.
I always liked Scott Gomez.
Yeah, he's he looked pretty good for a guy who hasn't. I don't think. Played for a couple of years, but you know they were talking about decimated by injuries. They didn't have Eliash or Henrik or anybody out there. Their bench had like eight guys on it one time last night for the Devils. Yeah, it's tough. I think I like Pete DeBoer as a coach, but I think in knowing Lou Lamoriello, I think he's not going to be back. I think they're going to pull the trade because, and we'll get into this later in the show. But there's an old adage that if you're not in the playoffs by American Thanksgiving. Because, you know, it's the Canadians.
The Canadian one is like in April or something.
I don't know, but it's like because they call it America.
No, it's October.
All hockey, is derived in Canada, that you're not in the playoffs.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's something like 85% of the time, if you're not in it, then you're not going to be in it.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, at American Thanksgiving. So there's, weeks upon weeks to talk about who is, who the Penguins and the Kings can get.
right, exactly.
And every other team, but that's the way it is. But the other
news is Flower got his fifth shutout.
Yeah, last night.
In that game.
Yeah. There was if Flower and Gino were carrying
Gino's playing very well.
Oh, Gino, I mean, he had three minors and a misconduct and the only goal. They ripped his chain off in a fight.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Gino's not going to stand for that.
He doesn't stand for that. Gino is.
He's feisty,
and I think Ovechkin and Ovechkin too. These are the guys that don't need the bodyguards or protection because Gino's crazy. What I like about Gino is he sticks up for his teammates as much, if not more, than he does for himself. Like, I mean, the guy that touched Hornquist, he went after him the other day, and sometimes Gino goes over the line, I will say, but better that than the other way. There's so much big news this week. This is a fun show.
We got a lot to get to.
And speaking of New Jersey or what happened in New Jersey, Martin Brodeur.
Well, there he is. Back again.
What do you think of that, Captain?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I always loved him. Everybody did. He was one of the best goalies ever.
Yeah.
And he's been out a while. And, you know, the interview with him last night, you know, he seems thrilled to be back, but does he still have it? I don't know. It's hard to tell because he's been away for a while, and I would think you'd get rusty. They said he looked good in the workouts, and that's why they decided to sign him, and they need him right now. They need somebody.
Well, the funny thing is if he's 80%, he's better than what they got, period.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, but he wasn't really that good the last couple years in Jersey.
No, but overall, he had a wonderful career. But you're right, towards the end there.
He's going to get a lot of help. I mean, he's got three damn near Norse quality candidate, defenseman on St. Louis. I mean, that's exactly who they needed instead of Miller last year. They could have used Brodeur. It was someone who could just make the regular saves.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, Miller was giving up crap last year.
Yeah, yeah. And who's the guy? Jake, who's he going to split time with? Jake Allen?
Allen, yeah. Allen played good. And, you know, it's funny because there's a chance they ruin the whole thing. There's a chance that Brodeur, just being Brodeur, moves Allen out of the way, who was playing good, maybe not obviously not Brodeur Stanley Cup level,
right?
But good enough to probably to earn the right to probably bring him into the playoffs. And then Elliott was playing really good, and now but we know Elliott's not a Elliott's been thought of not to be the pedigree of a Stanley Cup goaltender. So they, you know, which is why they got they got Miller last year.
Elliott's out. That's why they need him, right?
Right. But Elliott's, you know, he'll be back at some point. He's not done.
And they got three goalies.
They got three goalies.
And what are you going to do?
That is the question I pose to you.
Yeah. Well, let's see how Brodeur looks.
Right.
You know, like you say, wasn't that great towards the end there in New Jersey? Right. He was overall a great goalie, though. And I don't know how much he's got.
Put it this way. If Brodeur looks great, they don't have any problems. If Brodeur looks terrible, they don't have any problems. But Brodeur's probably going to look pretty good, which means they have a whole lot of problems.
Then what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, then literally what do you do? I mean, maybe you can trade him, I guess. I you know, you sign him, then you trade. I don't know if he'd go for it to another contender, right? I mean, he would not accept going to like Buffalo or whatever, but
depends where. And you know what? But
and you wouldn't want to trade Allen. I mean, I guess Elliott's the guy you trade. You know, but then who wants him? Because he's never proven anything, and you just proved that you weren't ready. You don't want him.
Yeah. It's a tricky scenario.
It's a very tricky scenario, and one, thank God, with the Flowers 5 shutouts, I don't have to worry about. You know, the funny thing is I think our backup who's played good, Grice, he might actually be he's someone I might trade because the Flower just signed that new deal. He's not going to – if he gets hurt, you're screwed anyway, because, I mean, we got a lot of injuries right now.
You do have a lot, but Flower is playing great.
And that's why I say, I mean, you know, because now we got one top six winger. Kunitz just got hurt.
Yeah, that's
– that hurts. Malkin – Como got a hat trick with Malkin.
You know what they're talking about.
I mean, and Gino's playing – I mean, there's only so much Gino can do with – you know, bottom six to wingers, though. I mean,
well, they're talking.
Constantly got one real winger himself.
They're talking about bringing Brad Boyce from the Panthers
to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Look at that breaking news from the captain.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's you know, I was well now. Toronto is playing hot now. I would have gone for a Leo Komarov from Toronto. Like the
Toronto
way
is playing hot. Happened there?
There, I don't know.
We were talking about how bad they were, and all of a sudden they won what, 4 out of 5?
Yeah, you know, it's like they disrespected their fans, and I think they just turned it around after they went. They did the all for one thing.
Yeah,
they didn't. They didn't salute the fans one time. The fans got all on them, and they went the all for one thing. But I'll tell you, who's,
4 in a row, haven't they won 4 in a row? I think.
Yeah. And I'll tell you,
Tyler Bozak,
your team. I think they maybe lost a couple, maybe one or two very recently. Like I think the last game they played, they lost. But Detroit now.
Yeah, we lost to Florida.
But I love the way they are playing.
Well, look at Tartar. He's playing great.
He started a little slow this year, but I always love Tartar. Your buddy Nyquist.
Nyquist is great.
And they got the mule back.
Yep, Datsyuk's back.
Datsyuk's back.
And you know what? They're looking pretty good. I think the Wings look good.
This is Kessler's last stand for the Wings. I mean, as far as you know, with everybody. I think the mule's got to be almost. I mean, I mean, with Babcock and with the Franzen, who's a mule, if you don't know, and Franzen and Datsyuk and Zetterberg. I think this is the final ride.
Well, it is. Some of those guys are getting up there, but they got a lot of good young guys.
They do. And you look when they show the opening, like we watched the beginning with Mickey Redmond, when they show the 12 faces, the forwards. It's like I can't think of a team with a better top 12 than that. Maybe the Kings if they're all on the same cylinder.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I'm dead serious.
No, the Wings.
I looked at those lines and it's like, geez, they're stacked.
Yeah, we're loaded.
Yeah,
we got a good team.
And Jimmy Howard's playing well.
He's playing well. We lost that last game, but we had a nice win streak going.
He really did.
And we got talent.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the Wings.
I would be too. I mean, what's great too is it looks like they can not take the pedal off the take their foot off the pedal, but it looks like that they're going to be there. Like they're not to play. Usually have to play catch up because they're fighting injuries. They gotta,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It looks like they're solid this year the whole way through. So knock on wood, because it's always a better league when Detroit's there. Guy who played for you last year who's not there this year is Alfredson. I heard Danny Alfredson, Mr. Alfredson, is going to retire. I heard. They're looking for. I guess he burned a few bridges in Ottawa, but they want him to retire a senator, like have that press conference.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess he's still officially a Red Wing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So he wouldn't have the press, but he's. I don't know what he's holding out for. The other piece of business of weirdness is Slava Voynov.
Yeah, that was weird. He went to the optional skate practice.
It was an optional skate.
Yeah, that was optional. And
you got some LA insider.
But the whole team was there, man. I was there. I checked it out.
Right. The whole team was there.
I was in disguise. And, you know, he shows up.
As Rick Dees, I heard.
I was pretending to be Rick Dees. Everyone wanted my autograph, and I thought I had a billboard right outside the rink. But I go in there, and, and everybody was there at the skate, and then he shows up, and they hadn't had it cleared with the league, so it's $100,000 fine.
Yeah, so Lucky Luke is not buying you dinner next week.
Will not
week.
Be taking us to lunch. Yeah, Luke, that's his lunch money.
Yeah.
For the week.
It's his Gabbert's tip money. What?
Well, that's now, what do you think's going on? I mean, pretty serious allegations there. Very serious.
Without getting all into this, without turning into Oprah, I guess. His wife says, you know, she doesn't want anything to happen. It was a misunderstanding. But, you know, Ray Rice's wife is saying that, and we all know what happened there. So
yeah.
I tweeted this because people were asking me about it. Whatever you want to say about Voynov, and I'm sure he wants to get out there and play, it was a really stupid mistake by a normally brilliant organization.
Yeah.
I know $100,000 to the guy who owns AKG is not a big deal, but usually Luke and Sutter don't.
They're pretty sharp guys. You'd think they'd be on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, you need a guy like that back, but he hasn't been cleared, and we don't know what's really happening there.
He's not going to play.
No.
And I don't know. I mean, they have enough bodies to practice, right? I mean, one's.
No, you didn't need him at that skate.
No.
That's the thing.
Unless they were just I don't know. I wasn't there. I mean, I don't know if it was like Kopitar and if Kopitar and him were hanging out and they're passing the puck around. Then all of a sudden, like a bunch of guys came out. Oh, Slavov, how you doing? And all of a sudden, Sutter's out there. And all of a sudden, it's a practice.
No, an organized practice. So
yeah. Well, then they should have known better.
Yeah.
I mean,
$100,000.
There you go. Boy,
you know that happens.
But, it's interesting. It's a true mistake, is what it, you know.
And like you say,
we don't come down on the Kings too often.
Unusual,
but that's
for the Kings. Yeah,
yeah. That was a mistake.
And they're playing well. They beat the Bruins last night.
They beat the Bruins last. Yeah, the Bruins. It was of course on in the green room right when Bill had to sit there watching it.
Oh, he didn't want to leave.
Well, no, we were watching it. It was funny because we were at the game last year, and he vowed, "I'm never going to go see him play the Kings again because they always play the Ducks tough and then take the Kings off because they've been at, you know, Manhattan Beach too much.
Right.
Luch
right.
is out there. They miss Krejci. They miss Krejci. Luch don't have his guy. And they played the Ducks pretty tough as well. But that was a weird thing where the Ducks didn't have any way down on defense and the Bruins are way down on offense. So it was just like a muted game. It's like, you know, it was like the two best units didn't go against each other.
Right. But what did happen was Jonathan Quick played extremely well. For the Kings.
Quickie's he's the best. That's why
he's the best.
Yeah, he really is the best.
Yeah.
And somebody think today we could do a 5-hour show.
Yeah,
some weeks they feel like a 10-minute show. No, I was gonna say, because you know who is striking me as not having that good of a year and not to be Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh, uh huh. Yeah.
He when he's on, like, he's the, like, he's you, the like best. Usually against
when
the
he's
Penguins,
on, he might be the best.
Yeah. When he's on, he is tough to beat. I mean, look at the Penguins. I mean, Jesus Christ, we can't score against him. But you know, I see more bad goals by Lundqvist this year than I have in a long time, and just nights when he is off, and he shouldn't be, because Cam Talbot's a good backup. I am not saying play Talbot ahead of Lundqvist ever, but I mean, like, if Flower had the games that Lundqvist has had, they'd be calling for his head.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah.
And just some of the goals that Henry's been letting up, and I don't know why.
It's hard to tell with a goalie.
No, and speaking
and consistency is big.
It's that's why when people, you know, the argument, well, what does Flower do in April? Well, he gets you there because he gets 40 wins in, you know, October through. But while we're congratulating goaltenders, though, I'll tell you who, Hans Christian Andersen, Frederick Andersen, Anaheim. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
I mean, Boston should have won that game. I mean, Andersen played a hell of a game on Monday night. That was ridiculous. He stopped a ton of tough Bruin shots.
Yeah, he's played well. He's played well.
He's really, I mean, you know, he's really, you know, I mean, he made the Hiller trade not look so bad.
That's the thing. And Hiller's played pretty well.
Oh, Calgary's played great.
Yeah, yeah, and he's looked good.
He really has.
Yeah, but both goalies are playing well.
Yeah, both. I mean, Southern California is like it's like, you know, it's the master's program in how to play goal. But really, I mean, we love Quickie, but I got to tip my stick to Andersen. Just phenomenal. And I'll tell you one thing. Nobody rolls out an end of the game like, okay, the Bruins, they pulled Rask. And it's like, okay, who's going to take the draw for the Ducks, you know, in their own end, 6-on-5, 6-on-4, 5, 6-on-5. And it was like, it was Kessler, Perry, and Getzlaff.
Yeah. Wow. Like,
okay. Yeah. Boom. There you go. Yeah. Puck cleared.
Yeah.
By the way, that was such a man. That was just such a man line. Like, oh, geez. Like, and I forget who it was, like, you know, our goon of the week last week, Tori. Oh, no, we gave it to the guy who knocked out Lucic. But, you know, Tori Krug was out there. And I think Kessler just ran him over like a windshield and a fly.
Yeah. Kessler can run you over.
Yeah.
You know what was a good line switch was when the Kings put Kopitar at center with Pearson and Carter.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, that's working out.
It's working out. How Pearson? Geez, he's not even rookie of the year.
Well, he came alive there.
Yeah, well, he was slumping. Not even slumping. The kid's like 18, but he went to the net. Yeah. Kids, if you're listening, dads, if you're listening, tell your kids go to the net.
Go to the net.
I mean, look at Pearson, and then good things happen. I mean, Pearson, that one tip was sweet, but Kopitar found him.
Yeah, Kopitar. You know, he's a great player. And you know, sometimes you got to shake your lines up.
Yeah, and that's one thing Sutter does. You know, he went with the old man line there for a little bit. That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know, they literally, you talk about someone that really understands that in November doesn't matter. That's Daryl Sutter.
Yeah, he knows. Well, you know, I heard someone say the other day that all the Kings, their only goal is to get in.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done the last couple of years. They've just kind of gotten in.
Right.
And then they turn it on.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you, the team that is saying, you know what, we might still be the best in the West is the Chicago Blackhawks.
Man, those Blackhawks, when they start playing, they're dangerous.
They came to Los Angeles and just took the Ducks and the Kings of the woodshed.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
They did.
They were playing good when they were out here.
Well, they went on that, I guess they call it the circus trip. The circus is in town. They went 5-1.
Wow. Yeah, they played well.
Yeah.
And they really played well against the Kings. And, you know, but they did have something weird happen. Did you see what happened to Crawford?
No, what happened to Crawford?
Crawford is out, I don't know for how long, over 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks. An injury was at a concert.
Oh, would it happen like last night or something?
Yeah.
You were the breaking news master.
I'm telling you, he was at his concert, and he missed a step. Now, we're not saying alcohol was involved or anything like that. I don't know.
It's dark in there.
But he did. He missed a step, and he's got a lower body injury
and will
be out for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
How about that? a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah, right? That is just when they're just
when they're starting to play.
And you know, I mean, that's a team that you would think would be one of the easiest coast jobs in the world, but that division, you just can't.
No, you can't in that division.
And we'll get into that in a second, but I mean, like, that's, yeah.
So they lost their top goalie for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
On a weird incident.
A weird incident. Because, I mean, they really, I mean, because what really is happening is, I mean, I remember we were like, oh, Brad Richards, you know, I mean, that's a great signing. They get their number two center is going to be great. He started off really slow, but you know what? Those hands never go away. And now look at him. He's killing it right now.
Man,
and that's what they, you know, it's like, that was such a brilliant signing.
Well, they're a loaded team, and that was a good signing. Yeah. It's worked out for them.
And yeah. I want to say this Jim Rutherford, I love what you're doing for the Penguins, but Carcillo is coming alive in Chicago. I know he's a rat and a goon, but why do we cut him? He's good enough for the Blackhawks. Score goes for the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
You don't think he look good right now on the Penguins? Jeez, come on.
Well, another weird injury to a goalie. How about this one? Josh Harding.
Oh, the Minnesota goalie. More hate mail. Thanks, Captain.
Well, this was weird. He kicked a wall.
He kicked a wall. Yeah, I don't think he could stop.
Yeah. He was mad at the wall.
Send
in
the hate
wall.
Mail. Maria. So, send it to Maria.
Yeah, but that's not our fault. That's his fault for kicking the wall.
I know, isn't it? Well, you know, it's funny as people in Minnesota on Twitter complaining about Mike Yo's power play. It's like, I could have told him that from 7 years ago. Mike Yo can't run a power play. But that's a whole nother story. What are you going to say here? Oh, do you see when we left last week, we were wondering, Martin St. Louis did get a nice ovation in Tampa.
Yeah, that's good. Good, good.
Classy by those fans.
Those fans are cool, and that was cool. Wow, he was just one of the best players.
Yeah, and I think when someone wins you a Stanley Cup, they never
respect.
They never pay for a drink in your town.
That's
and
right.
You never boo them, and that's just the way it is. And
a lot of class.
But you know, I kind of always kind of give Tampa the short shift in this show, not purposely, but just the way it happens. Let me tell you something. They're a good team, Fresh. They're going to be there. Yeah. I know you picked them.
I like Tampa.
You do.
I think they're real talented. They did lose last night, however, to the Sabres. Sabres all of a sudden have won 6 of 7.
Buffalo, do you not want Connor McDavid? What are you doing?
What's going on there?
Yeah, they swept. They swept Le Habitant in a home and home. What are you doing? What I mean, what it was Ted Nolan that mad at management? Now he's winning games.
I know.
What is he doing? I mean, them in Florida was sort of winning. Carolina gave the Penguins like a handle. All these teams, and even if you lose out of McDavid, Eichel, I heard, is really good. I mean, it's like a Ovechkin Malkin draft where the top two are like. Change everything.
Well, it's weird. Some teams are winning that you didn't expect to win, and some aren't doing as well. Like Lindy down there. What's going on with the Stars?
Yeah.
I expected them to do well this year.
I know. I no one's more dumbfounded than me. I think I have to take down my statue.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Yeah, Lindy's not making me look like a genius anymore. I'm not looking at genius. I think Lindy. I don't. Know what they are not playing enough defense, and they don't have enough defense. And I don't know why they gave Spezza a 4-year deal because he's like a minus 10. And I like Spezza going on offense. I applauded the signing, but I mean 4 years for 4 more years of Spezza, he'll wear out his welcome. And Alex Hemsky, I think only has 2 goals.
Yeah, that's weird.
Come on, yeah. Hemsky, come on.
Come on, Hemsky, step it up.
Yeah, I just, you know, the third line doesn't seem to be as rugged and as doing as much damage as last year. Maybe I just got caught up. I love Lindy, and they look good in the playoffs.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I thought they looked great in the playoffs.
They might be like the Islander thing where, like, they had a good playoff, and the next regular season they realize, hey, they think they're better than they are, and they don't, and then they stink, and then next year they'll be gangbusters. I don't know, but they got their work cut out for them because, like we said at the top of the show, if you're not in the place by Thanksgiving,
yeah,
it's tough. And they're behind everybody. I mean, they're behind the Avalanche, and the Avalanche are waking up now.
Yeah, they're starting to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen...
We knew that it happened.
Have you seen this kid, their goalie, Varlamov's been injured, so they got Pickard?
No, but I heard he's playing great.
he's making some saves. Are you kidding me? You're like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
You know, that makes the coach happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Waugh is great. The Waugh camera is always great because when they lose, he just looks so... Not even lose, like give up a bad goal. He looks like he gave up a bad goal.
Yeah, yeah. He loves it when his goalies play well.
He loves it. How he let Varlamov beat his wife and play that day.
He did. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, Waugh just goes for it. But... yeah, I don't know with Lindy. I don't know. I mean, they're not going to get rid of him. They're not going to find a better coach.
No, he's a great coach. Something's up down there. I don't know. I think maybe do you think they felt like they were a little too overconfident coming out of those playoffs?
I think they did. I think they are. And I think, you know, and they moved some defensemen now. They moved some guys out of there. They moved a few guys in. And they just kind of play that swirly kind of, hey, you know, who cares about the puck? We're going to score 5 goals. And okay, then, you know, the other team's going to score 6.
Yeah. When you start playing that style, that's what happens.
Yeah. I mean,
got to play some D.
You got to. As much as it doesn't make the highlight reel.
It's what really wins.
It's what wins. They're in a tough spot right now.
Well, I'm surprised. I think it's surprising to see some of the teams that we didn't figure would do well, doing well all of a sudden. All of a sudden, the Leafs are doing well.
Yeah.
You know, Sabres are playing well. And then you got teams like Dallas, who you thought would be playing great now, who aren't.
I don't know. I don't know how they beat Montreal. I can see sneaking up on people, and someone has a bad day, someone has a hangover, someone doesn't come to the rink, whatever. I can see, and Ted Nolan's Nolan and Trachy on the bench. I'll tell you what, those guys would be a great third line on any team still. But
yeah.
I don't know how Buffalo is winning games.
I don't get it either.
When I watch them play, they're terrible. I mean, every time. I mean,
no, they look,
against the Penguins, they look like me and you and Bag.
We're better than we thought we were.
Yeah, I don't know. And what's funny is, you know, their guy Jurgensen, he leads the All-Star voting.
Wow.
Because you know what? They're in that 7-foot snowstorm.
Everybody's got nothing to do but vote.
Yeah.
Just vote over and over again.
And he's a good player, though.
I know. No, he is. He is. Now, what about the Islanders? They are just on 12 out of the last 14 games.
Yeah. You know what? It's the best.
And that goalie is killing it.
Halak is 10-0.
He's killing it.
He just broke Billy Smith's record. Remember I said they finally got a goaltender on that team?
You were right. That
well,
guy
thank
can
you,
play, man.
Can you believe it's the... I looked it up a couple weeks ago. They were 16 and they won 6 of the first 21. The Trottier, Bossy, Nystrom, Gillies, Potvin Islanders never did that.
Then that's pretty amazing because that was an amazing era.
That's an amazing, yeah. I mean, that team, it was a different era, and that team, it was an all-star team.
It really was.
And they didn't go 16-21.
Well, these guys have been playing on fire, and this goalie's helping out a lot.
Yeah, and I like Capuano, their coach. It's gonna be fun. That's one of those things that, like, you know,
they're right on your tail, buddy.
They're right on your tail. They're right there, and
you guys are leading the league.
We're right there in the Metro, and you know what? It's fun though. It's fun because you know what? God bless the New York Islanders. God bless the Rangers because you know who's got like 13 points? The Philadelphia Flyers.
Flyers. Wow, what's going on, man?
Who thought that, like, Giroux, like, you know, grabbing the ass of a cop in the summer would
be good news?
Yeah, it would be the best news you heard all year. Yeah. I mean, like, what? They are a disgrace.
And their coach is on their butt.
And Berube doesn't know what to do because he doesn't know what to do in general. So he's Berube. Now, they're actually thinking about calling up Disco, which is the ultimate insult.
Wow.
To have Disco coach that team. You know, Disco's not, he doesn't believe in that Flyer. Like,
no, that's not
all.
His style.
No. Yeah, I mean, Ed Schneider of, Comcast, he's calling out the team, the owner.
Wow.
He's like, when's Matt Reed going to score?
Ah. owner saying that.
No, he's like Ed Schneider like owns NBC. That's why the Flyers are on every time.
Well, they just haven't played well.
We knew their defense is just slow and old. They're still in the 70s, that team. I love Simmons. I mean, Wayne Simmons could come play on my team any day.
Yeah.
But other than that,
that's we're in the 70s line.
But you know, I just the only guy in hockey I really don't like is Claude Giroux.
So that's the guy you hate the most.
The only guy because you know the rest of the Flyers. I mean, he's a pretty good player. I respect
he's
him.
Very good. He's a very good player. Do you think he's overrated?
Oh, he's 100% over. I mean, you know, it's been like a month and a half, and it's this whole season I have not complained once about Pierre Maguire.
It's true.
Yeah. And he's probably the main reason why I hate you, because, you know, Pierre Maguire, you know, he's not Ryan Trottier. He's not Peter Forsberg. Right. He's a whiny Giroux whines more than Crosby does. Giroux had one good shift in 8 years, and now all of a sudden he's John Beliveau.
By the way,
let's talk about
one of the elite players of all time in the NHL.
They say the greatest Canadian of all, Canadian player.
Oh yeah, well,
of all time. That's what everyone says.
He's got 10 Stanley Cups
on the ice, 17 total.
17 total Stanley Cups.
His name's on it 17 times.
Oh, because he was a GM and but he as a player won 10. That's pretty impressive.
10.
10 all-star
and classy.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true. I heard the term goodness gracious is because of how great John Beliveau played.
Is that right?
That was this thing, like, goodness gracious, John Beliveau.
Well, I saw Barry Melrose last night talking about him, and he said he was the classiest, most elegant player ever, and that every time he saw him, he was decked out beautifully in a suit, and he was a total ambassador for the game.
Yeah. Well, Sid says he's the greatest role model in hockey.
I would say that,
and
yeah.
Sid's never made a bad step. He might whine a little bit, but, I mean.
Well, you know, the thing was cool. This is a backstory that I didn't know about. The Canadians wanted to get him when he was 18 years old, right?
Yeah.
And he felt allegiance because he grew up in Three Rivers, Trey Ravière, or however you say it, up there in Quebec. And he wanted to play for that league, the Quebec League, because he felt that they had supported him as a junior player. So he's playing for the Quebec Aces. So he wasn't going to sign with Montreal. So they bought the league. They bought the league to get Beliveau. That's awesome, right?
You know you're good when they
buy an entire league.
You know when they come play? Okay. We'll buy the league.
Yeah.
And then
we'll shut them down so you have nowhere else to go.
I just 10 for 10 cups.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
You think about it, because we're Kings fans too, and we look at the Kings have done so well. They've won 2 in the last 3 years, and you go, wow. And I know it's different now than it was back then, but to get 10?
Yeah. I was happy. I'm happy when Cianfino got 1, and I remember the quote, and I'm still happy. I said, I'll be happy for 10 years. Just think, they'd still be winning them. They wouldn't have lost yet.
Great players have never won one?
Oh, bunch.
Many. Right? So Beliveau, you got to say, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, 10, I mean, you can't.
And he was big. For his era, he was big. That was the other thing that Melrose pointed out. He goes, he was a power forward, big guy. Now you got a lot of big players like that.
Yeah, he's got them shoulders. He's skating around, he's got those shoulders.
Yeah.
You can just see.
Yeah.
Just classy.
He's a big dude, 6'4", and for that era.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's huge. I think it's great they shut down the league.
Yeah, that was cool, right?
Yeah, that's like if you want to go play in the USFL, like, oh, the NFL just, but it's like,
no,
yeah.
So we're buying the league.
Buying the league.
Shows you how, and it paid off for him. He was great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was cool. So it's sad to lose him, but a hockey legend. And what I like was that the TV people gave him a lot of play yesterday.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
He's a legend in that sport, and they did roll it out, and every sportscast had something about him.
Oh, right on. Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, just as you know, obviously I didn't get to see him play, but he's one of those names that you just heard, like Jean Beliveau. Like, you just know that he was, like, you know,
big time. It's right up there with the Rocket.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And the, you know.
Well, I took my picture in his stall.
You did?
Yeah, in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Did you really?
They have the they have a replica of, in the Hockey Hall of Fame, they have the replica of the original Montreal Forum locker room.
Oh, that's so cool.
And they have everyone that's in the Hall of Fame. They have their outfit, their Jesus. They have their sweaters and gear hanging.
That's cool, man.
So like I sat in the Rockets, you know, in his stall.
Took
a selfie. Sat Guy Lafleur's stall. I sat in John Bevel.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah. If you've never been to the Hall of Fame, you gotta go.
Because they're like the Yankees of hockey.
Actually, the Yankees are like the Canadians. I mean, the Canadians I think it's hard to say, but think about that. If you want to say, if people around the world say that he's the greatest Canadian, then he's Babe Ruth.
Yeah, he John was Bevelo. In a way. I think he was. Yeah, maybe him or the Rocket, but they were right up there, and they played together.
Yeah,
those teams must have been awesome, man.
That's before your era.
No, I saw a little bit of Bevelo.
A little bit of Bevelo.
Yeah.
Was he? Did he play a finesse game or a power?
He was finesse. He was. That was the thing that Melrose also pointed out. He was a big guy who played a finesse game.
Did he set up people or is he a scorer?
He could score. He had over 500 goals. You know, and so he could score, but he was the setup guy too, and mostly, but a guy who was, you wouldn't expect to have those kind of hands and that kind of, smoothness at that size.
Yeah.
You know, he reminds me of Getzlaff.
Really?
Yeah, plays that same style. Getzlaff is maybe a little harder, and he maybe hits,
I was gonna say,
a little
finesse
more,
is not
more,
a
little more edgy.
Right.
But what I'm saying is a big guy who can handle the puck.
Oh, that's great. That's a hell of a compliment. I mean, it's a hell of a compliment for Getzlaff, I guess, too. But it's good to hear. That's why I love you on the show, and I love you because you.
Well, I may be off on that, but that's my perception.
No, but you go back to that though. You know, you can go back to that era.
It's a big guy who's smooth with the puck.
Right.
You know, and not every big guy is. That's not their role.
Most aren't.
Yeah. But Getzlaff has some of that. I saw it in the Olympics when he went around that guy. I was like, wow, for a guy his size to be able to skate like that?
Yeah.
You know, and Bevelo was like that. He was just smooth. And for a guy his size able to move around smoothly.
Yeah, just the couple clips that they have, it looks like he's like a different level of skating and athleticism. He must imagine how good he must have been if people just shut down a league for him.
Got to be pretty good. And that was when he was 18.
You have to look special on the ice. You know how people looked at Crosby or Lemieux or Gretzky?
Yeah.
Like, something special.
And you can tell the really good guys. It's like we were saying the first time you saw Jágr, you go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, this guy can play, and, you know, you can see it.
But still, like, nobody shut down the European junior.
I know. Nobody bought the league.
Yeah, no one bought Czechoslovakia.
Well, that's why he was on every newscast last night.
Yeah, well.
And good for hockey, because it shows that their heroes are well-respected.
Yeah, especially, I guess he was totally class.
The two things that were in the news last night on SportsCenter were Gordie Howe and Bevelo.
And I guess Gordie isn't as bad as everyone thought now.
No,
so
and thank God on that. But what I meant by that was, here's two, original six guys.
Right.
That you know, people haven't forgotten about. You know,
there's really nobody, I mean, other than like the Rocket. There's really nobody bigger than Bevelo and Gordie Howe.
No, that's right.
I mean,
and those are two of your big stars
from pre Bobby Orr, Espo. You know, from pre '60s.
Yeah,
or '60s. I'm, you know, yeah.
Well, those guys, they were great. And
speaking of big guys, though, speaking of big guys that could handle the puck, and he looked down too many times, like Jaromir, was, we didn't hit on this last week. Eric Lindros and John LeClair were voted into the Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
Well, I think you almost have to put them in.
Yeah. No, I note it because they're two of the only four Flyers I've ever really liked.
That really?
Yeah.
You don't like the Flyers?
No. No, in Lindros, Lindros ate our lunch.
Yeah.
He was a bully, but I thought he was great. And he's not in the Hockey Hall of Fame,
you know.
But it's nice to see Philly, because you know they kind of ran him out of town. I mean, at least
I think
Bobby Clark did.
Yeah,
it's nice to see him get the respect in that town that he deserves. LeClair is the power forward of all time.
No, LeClair was a great player.
Yeah.
And Lindros had great talent.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever lived up to it completely, but he had great talent.
I mean, you know, Scott Stevens had a
yeah. Scott, of course, Scott Stevens put a lot of people.
Yeah. And then the Casper, the ghost, the final nail in the coffin. Well, Scott Stevens has been on NHL this week with EJ Raddick and Steve Mears. And he's wearing glasses and a suit. He still looks scary.
He's a scary dude.
And he's lost some weight, and he still looks like he'll run through the wall.
That's the best checker I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah. But he really checking. Does just look, he still looks evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. he put you out of the game, man.
He pretty much ended, Lindros skated around like in a cloud.
Don't have your head down around Scott Stevens.
No. And that's what even Lou Lamoriello's like, because he was a devil. And then he's like, well, probably a suspension nowadays. Even Lou Lamoriello knew, like, Scott Stevens made it a living.
Yeah.
Stevens in the Hall of Fame on that.
He really, yeah. That's really true. Now, speaking of which, it's time for Goon of the Week. We haven't done our Goon of the Week.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Yeah.
Maria,
honors. Did you bring your own pick?
No, I have no picks this week, but you got a lot of them. So let's take a look at them. Yeah, there we go. All right. What do we got?
Well, we have I don't think anything too spectacular this week, but not as good as knocking out Lucci to one punt.
That was good.
Yeah, that's going to probably be in the finals. We have Matt Lowry, the Avs, hit Buffalo's Patrick Kaleta, and he hit him a cheap shot from behind, and he dripped down. You know when the Wile E. Coyote hits the mountain?
Right.
And he, like, drips down.
Slides down the
Yeah,
side,
real yeah. slow. So, and... remarkable because Matt Lowry's dad, Dave, used to play in the league for many a team. And I always loved Dave Lowry because it shares the same name as the lead singer of Cracker.
Well, you got to love him
Dave
for
Lowry.
That,
so man, a little sure. little teen angst.
Yeah, I love
Maria
that.
Knows who Cracker is, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's Maria's generation. Yeah, like, you know, what the world needs now. And Patrick Kaleta is an awful rat. And if anyone deserved to be plastered to the boards, it'd be Patrick Kaleta. And you can tell him I said that. But the Buffalo didn't even want him back. He got suspended in Buffalo, some of the minors, a couple years ago. One of our fans, one of our great fans, texted me Twittered me and said, you guys have to talk about the Perry hit. You got to talk about the Perry cheap shot. I didn't see it. Did you see Perry show cheap shot this week?
Didn't see it, but I heard about it, of course.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Oh, that was, it was like beginning of, it was right, it was like probably the Wednesday of last week.
Yeah, mid last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it, so I can't talk about that one. From the Ducks, though, Paul Mary absolutely crushed Oduya. Oduya, the defenseman from Chicago.
Right.
Very underrated. I love Oduya.
Yeah, Oduya's good.
A great guy. I will do a couple more. Scandella from Minnesota, a headshot on TJ Oshie, your buddy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It was a cheap shot completely because Oshie's had concussion problems.
Yeah, he has.
So you don't need it.
I didn't like
don't
that.
Don't go after somebody's head, Scandella.
No.
Another crappy one I did not like at all, and the guy who I like, Garbutt. From Dallas, he went after. He got a couple game suspension too for kneeing Taylor Hall's knee.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like kneeing.
No.
I don't.
Knees will put you out.
Yeah, it's uncalled for. Hit a man. Hit him square up. You know, hit him square up. But here would be my vote. But obviously, it comes on your decision. Is Nathan Gerby?
Right.
Nathan Gerby, who's a 5'5" guy. 5'5" guy. He absolutely crushed. Simon Dupree of the Penguins, who's a big 6'4", 230-pound guy, crushed him, laid him out. So then Megna, who's a tall, skinny guy, not a fighter, goes to fight him. And nice team toughness, and Gerby just threw him down like Hulk Hogan. Like,
you know what? You know? I don't think we have to go any further. I've already got my Goon of the Week. Maria, are we ready?
Nathan Gerby.
It is Nathan Gerby.
There you go. I love when the little guys.
Yeah, the little guys.
The little guys
He's
just
five,
bring
five,
it.
Five, man.
And that's
in skates.
Yeah, that's in skates.
No, Gerby's my guy this week.
Well, while we have Maria, we might as well do the fantasy of the week. We did. Do you have some bad news report for Sweet Hands?
And what happened there?
Well, you know, I kind of took the pedal off. I've messed this up twice now. Kind of laid low, like I let him play. And now I'm in a dead heat, a tie, even on the
area
half a point.
Area 51's climbing.
Yeah, Area 51 in Sweet Hands in a dead heat.
Wow,
and the pack is catching up to me. So I made some moves today. I finally put Duper. I just love Duper so much, I didn't put him on IR. Now I finally said, you know what, someone's going to play for Duper. And put Letang on the bench because Letang is not playing. You know, I made the moves I had to make.
You had to make some moves.
I wanted to go with the ceremony. We're going to play Duper until the rest of the season. And it's like, you know what? Now we're starting.
See, Area 51's starting those aliens.
Yeah.
That's why you're in trouble, man.
Scotty Gomez.
Those guys can skate.
Yes, they can.
All right. So what else do we have to talk about? The Sharks are talking about a fire sale.
Well, I'm hoping they are. That's one of the teams I think we can take.
There's been some rumors.
But then, you know, there's been, you know, I think Patrick Marleau's always out there. I don't think Thornton, I don't know who, Thornton would have to be, I think there's going to have to weigh with Thornton. I think Thornton's contract's too big. Unless someone's going to move their number one center for Joe Thornton.
Boy, Thornton, I'd love to get.
Yeah. On Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, they would want one of your babies, though.
I know. That's the problem. I don't want to give those guys up.
No. You don't want to see Tatar.
No.
You don't want to see Tatar and the Kaiser on the Sharks. That's what.
No. That's probably who you'd have to give up.
Yeah. Something like that. But I love it. I love them because they, you know, the Flyers were, they beat the Flyers with 10 seconds left last night.
Yeah, that was awesome. I did see that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So, you know, you gotta love it. Thank you, San Jose. That was a good one.
Yeah, like that win.
One thing I was talking about, but I didn't want to, but we got sidetracked, was I was thinking how much I like Tampa Bay. So what I've been really doing this year is I'm watching games that I wouldn't necessarily want to watch. Like I'm obviously going to watch the Penguins, and I usually watch, you know, I watch Boston or the Rangers as my second tier because I like the announcers.
Right.
But now I'm just forcing myself to watch like Tampa Bay to get to know the team, or forcing myself to watch the Blues.
So,
for you fans, I mean, I'm hopping on the sword.
I'm doing that too.
But you know, just like
I'm starting to get into it.
So I watch this, a lot of Tampa games, and I'll tell you, I don't know if they're going to have enough sandpaper in size in the playoffs because they're getting a lot of power plays and that dries up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they got some talent on that
team.
Got
some great talent. Yeah.
I knocked them down. Johnson, Kucherov, and Connolly, those guys can fly.
Yeah, they got their quick. That's a quick team.
Yeah, Conley's got a gun too. Like his release on these shots I was making, I was like, that guy can score from far out.
Yeah.
And Johnson can fly and score. Like they have a lot of offense on that team. Callahan is playing great.
They have a good team.
They really do. I was kind of like, these guys, I don't know. They're, you know, Stamkos. But you know what? They're on top of the division right now. They're a team to be reckoned with.
They're looking good. Now, how are my Jets doing? Kind of cooled off a little.
A little bit. Let's go. It's a good time to go to the tape or the standings.
Because I enjoy watching them. I've watched them a couple times this year, and they're playing better than I thought they would. Remember, I picked them as my mistress team.
Yes. Well, you know, you have a stable.
That's right.
They are in as we speak.
Are they? Yeah.
I think they're the eighth seed.
All right, Jets. Let's get it going.
No, I apologize. They're in ninth.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're 3 points behind. They're 3 points behind.
You watch them get in. They're getting in.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're gonna have we're not going to make promises because things happen, but at Mr. Bag next week.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
So we'll, yeah, we'll have time to slobber all over his,
by the way,
league leading Vancouver
they
Canucks.
They are playing unbelievably well.
I know. That's why he wanted to come in so bad today, but he got an audition.
Yeah, he
he's chomping at the bit. He's been calling. He's like, hey, can I come in?
Yeah. You know, they are playing well.
Yeah, they are. And
that's something we didn't mention. They are.
No, they really are. Yeah. And he took a tough last year.
Well,
I mean, with Tortorella and all the crap.
That was a lot of crap last year.
Why
do you think they're playing better this year?
Oh, I never thought the Sundins would play this good. And Verbata is hanging out with them. He's playing great. Edler's come back. I love Bieksa. I love Bieksa. And, you know, Miller has played really good.
He has played well.
Let's wait till the playoffs. But, you know, let's see. You know, I'm like,
Miller and having the, you know, well, they're just playing better.
Yeah.
The whole team.
Whole team. They got a new lease on life. Here's some fun facts here. Guess who's tied with Carolina? Carolina caught up to the Flyers.
Wow.
And guess who's beneath the Flyers?
Beneath the Flyers.
The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, the Blue Jackets had a lot of injuries.
They are decimated. I'm just going to read off a couple here. I know we're getting down to the end here. I know a couple of them ahead. Okay, well, let's go with
Horton.
The Reverend Horton Heat. Dubinsky. I mean, he may never play again.
Wow.
Yeah, Dubinsky, huge.
Letestu,
I mean, he was a throwaway in Pittsburgh, but he really stepped up his game.
Anisimov is out.
Anisimov is out 3 to 4 months.
I can never say that name, but.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're going to have a fire sale, Scott Hartnell, the door is still always open.
Always open.
For Mr. Hartnell. That's my dream. We're going to get Scotty Hartnell. If things are going to get so bad in Columbus.
Wow.
They're going to have to dish off. I don't think they'd trade him to Pittsburgh. Now they're in our division now.
Well, you hate to see that many injuries. That's just a lot.
No, because honestly, I don't even want to see Philly. I want to see Philly get beat with the whole complement of players. Like, I don't want to see anybody get injured.
Yeah.
You know?
Injuries, you know, they can change the tide.
They really can. Well, Columbus is down and out. I mean, they're done. They're not catching up.
No way.
And Jersey, they are done. Jersey's done.
Yeah.
All those injuries. I mean, God bless Yox. Hopefully he's back tonight or tomorrow. But, I mean, just Zajac and those guys. They're like 8 guys on the bench.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I mean, as we speak right now, the range, Washington's got 24.
Wow.
Washington's out. Ovi is not in spring.
By the way, did we talk about Spezza?
Yeah, we did. Remember, he said he's not worth that money.
Yeah.
Poor, because I'll tell you all
that's
you
a
know,
lot of dough.
All you need about Spezza, Dallas is in sixth.
Wow.
They're ahead of Colorado. I actually thought Colorado's ahead of Dallas. Dallas won like 4 in a row. So right now, Colorado's in 7th, Dallas in 6th, Minnesota in 5th, Winnipeg in 4th.
Yeah, come on, Winnipeg.
Yeah, the team that's hanging on there, Peter Laviolette, very underrated coach. He may win my Lindy Ruff Award this year.
He's done a good job.
He did a great job. He's getting Nealer to play. I guess he's still not playing defense.
Yeah, the Preds look good, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lindy Ruff, man, he'll be coaching the World Juniors.
He's too good of a coach. They're starting to step it up. They've won a couple of games, but they are not where they should be.
No, and it's unfortunate, but, I mean, look at that. They're not going to be there. Wow, Lindy Ruff, a lot of people looking in. Craig Berube looking on the outside.
Wow.
What a fun show today.
It was fun, man. It was great.
It was great. It's the old school, just me and the captain. Next week, we will have Mr. Bag.
And Bag, who will be able to gloat about his Vancouver Canucks. Yeah.
Because his last appearance was with much, he left with much
angst.
A lot of people got on him, and he was getting on people back on Twitter. And
was he really?
Yeah, and he was all going, hey, "Your fans are like, I like that." Like, no, just towards you, Ian.
Yeah, he stirs them up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he stirs.
Well,
them
now
up.
He's got something to talk about.
Yeah, now he can gloat. So it should be a fun one.
That'll be fun, man. It's always good. And once again, tap of the stick to the great John Beliveau.
Oh yes, absolutely. And please, whatever you do, you pray, yoga, whatever you do, think good positive thoughts for Mr. Hockey.
Mr. Hockey.
There's only one Mr. Hockey.
We're praying for him.
Yeah. I would love to see Mr. How great would it be to have him like in Joe Louis next year?
Oh,
when they drop the puck, just like, you know.
The great. All right. Well, listen, man, a lot of fun. Great to see you. What do you got this week? You got some
this
shows?
Week I got a couple shows. Yeah. I got a bunch of stuff going on, but nothing. I'm not going to plug here. Just bar shows and just doing stuff, right. You know.
And I'm back at KLOS on Sunday night. Yeah. Please check it out.
Yeah. And anyone?
95.5 KLOS. We have a big guest, but I can't say yet because it's not totally confirmed. But you'll be impressed.
You got to listen.
You'll be impressed.
95.5. He's the best.
10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Sunday night.
People, you know what? Really, people love that show.
Oh, well, that's
I mean,
nice.
I know I do, but more and more people are like, yeah, Frasier's show's great.
Wow. Well, that's nice to hear.
It's the truth. And it's the truth. Well, you hate to brag about yourself, but it's a great show.
My head is almost as big as Rick D's.
Eh.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that. It's great to see you, buddy.
Thank you. You're
Thank
the best.
You, man. You are the best. That is Joe Bartnik, Frasier Smith here. This is Puck Off. We are out.